Peter Andrew and Tuvantu Hamu. Time for Fine Gardening with Morne Follhammer.
Ah, good morning, Glenn, and good morning to the listeners. And I would just like to remind everybody, Fine Gardening, brought to you by Fine Music Radio every Saturday morning. And if you have questions or queries or plants or things and chochos in the garden that you would like to hear about, please send an email to finegardening@fmr.co.za. And this morning I was inspired driving to work, driving past the University of Cape Town and looking at the Boston Ivy against the embankment. And I just thought to myself, wow, full in their autumn colors, dark red, burgundy, looking absolutely spectacular. And thinking to myself how well the plants have actually recovered after the fire that they had, when was it now, two and a half years ago already. I'm thinking that it was singed into oblivion, and they have come back so nicely. And I thought to myself, gee whiz, you know, often we know that part of a group of plants in our gardens is climbers. And I thought this morning, let's chat about maybe a less known climber, indigenous climber that you will find at your local garden centers and maybe not know about. And we're talking this morning about the Cape sweet pea, also called a mile a minute vine. That gives you an indication that it is a really fast growing creeper. Indigenous to South Africa. The botanical name is Diapogon glycnosus, and as the name suggests, Diapogon being pogon meaning beard, gives you an indication that it has sort of like a beard-like tip on its heart-shaped leaf, and then glycnosus is woody, which indicates the bottom of the woody stem. Now, the Cape sweet pea has absolutely beautiful pink flowers, which flower right the way through from early spring to late summer. They like growing in a, or at least they would prefer growing in a slightly shaded environment in your garden. It's not a clinging creeper like English ivy, which is, thank heavens, being put on the alien invasive list, because anybody knows self-clinging climbers can be very destructive when it comes to climbing against especially painted walls. The day that you have to take them off, you'll see how destructive they actually are. So the Cape sweet pea needs something to grow grow on. And recently I've seen many fences that have gone up, these clear view fences. The Cape sweet pea would be an ideal plant to plant on these type of wire fences, as it's the exact type of support that it requires, and it will grow really, really quickly. Amazingly enough, despite the fact that they would prefer a shaded spot, they really do well in the southeaster. And I've seen them growing in areas where you would normally not think that a creeper of this type would grow, but it handles the southeaster without any problem whatsoever. The flushes of pink flowers, which just look like the pea family flower, is amazing. It is absolutely, the plant gets covered in flowers, and thereafter you will have a pea-like pod which will form, and the seeds will drop, which germinate quite easily in the right condition. Being part of the pea family, one of the beauty of this plant is that it fixates nitrogen in the soil like the entire family does, which is a good thing for your garden, and it's a good thing for any companion plants which are growing around it in its same environment. It requires moderate watering during the summer months, and during this winter it'll pretty much take care of itself once it's fully established on a fence or in your garden itself. So the Diapogon lignosus, that is the Cape sweet pea, is one that I would like to mention this morning. Another thing when it comes to climbers, we often think about climbers just going up vertically, growing up straight. And often we think that, ooh, we would like something that drapes down. And here the canary creeper, our also indigenous plant with a leathery leaf and yellow flower, will come in really handy, both in hanging baskets and also where you have an embankment where the you would like the plant to actually cascade down. So there we're talking about Senecio, a macroglossus, canary creeper, which doesn't always go up. Sometimes it also grows down. And we often find in our gardens that we will have a spot where we need a plant like that, especially on retaining walls, where you're looking for something to just soften that embankment and look good, especially when the flowers with your Senecio, they flower pretty much right throughout the year. Attracts all kinds of pollinators to your garden, so it makes it a multi-purpose plant. So there we have it for this week. Wonderful climbers. Go out, look for the Cape Sweet Pea in your local garden center and try it out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the results.
Thank you, Mornay. And we'll be back next Saturday, same time, for more fine gardening.